Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
Battle of the 2-0s this weekend. Inside Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium, Mississippi State coming to town, 3 o'clock on ESPN2. Mike Leach is the coach of those Mississippi State Bulldogs, and he joins us now. Coach Leach, thanks for the time. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Everything.
Appreciate you coming on.
We're excited. We're excited about this game happening. As you know, it is not very often that that the University of Memphis gets to play an SEC team. So I think people are very excited about the chance to have you here in town.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, and over the years, these guys have played some. So, you know, Mississippi State and Memphis and. I don't know when the last time was for sure, but no, it's exciting. And Memphis is a city that's pretty significant to Mississippi State with regard to a bunch of our alums and recruiting and things like that.
What do you think of this Memphis football program and the progress that it's made, Coach, over the last few years and where it is now?
I think there's good. I think it's really good. I feel a lot of enthusiasm around the program. I think that, you know, they've been impressive to watch over the last couple of years. And they're very explosive. I think they've always been explosive.
And then with this true freshman quarterback, now you got a young quarterback yourself in Rodgers. I heard you talking about that this week. But Memphis has a true freshman quarterback in Seth Hennigan out there. How impressed have you been in terms of what you've seen from him?
I think he's doing good. I think he does a pretty good job. He runs the unit and ball zips out of his hand. And so, yeah, there's always growing pains with freshman quarterbacks, but you know, I think he's been quite impressive up to this point.
You know, Coach, it's a different season in terms of just what's happening, right? You're looking around the country and fans are back. You know, it's not really a regional thing. Like last year, you'd look up and there'd be a smattering of fans in one place in the country, and then you look at another and there's literally no fans. It's much less complicated on that front this year. How different has it felt coaching this year as opposed to last year, especially with, you know, having that home field advantage back in the way of packed stadiums?
Optimistically and cautiously, you feel like you're getting back to normal. I hope you are, you know. I mean, no, it feels like it should feel, you know. It feels like, you know, an exciting time where people really enjoy gathering to see the game, see the teams, and you know, we got to get past trying to have rules for everything around here. You know,
what do you think of? You talked about Will Rogers and that progression. What does continued progression for him look like Saturday against Memphis? What do you want to see?
Really, just more polished. One thing I like about Will is I don't think he has any glaring weaknesses. But just, you know, steady progress. I mean, just, you know, all the stuff better in the pocket, a little more accurate, a little quicker at making a decision and the ball coming off of his hand. You know, a little more in tune with the receivers around him.
We are, of course, talking to Mike Leach, Mississippi State football coach. Obviously, Memphis taking on Mississippi State this weekend inside the Liberty Bowl. Catch a game on ESPN2. Coach, I want to get your thoughts largely on what's happening in college athletics. You know, you have not necessarily had to worry about, you know, realignment and conference expansion because you've always been in, you know, Power 5 type spots. In a place like Memphis, it's just a constant worry, constant concern. and we see what's going on, for example, in the Big 12. What do you just sort of broadly think from a philosophical perspective of conference realignment and who's going where and Power 5 versus non-Power 5? Like, where do you come down on all the movement that has taken place in the last, you know, 12 months or so?
Oh, I think there will be a lot of knee-jerk reactions. You know, I think, you know, sometimes it's good and positive, but I think often it's a lot of knee-jerk reactions. Like, I think back to when Boise State and TCU were both in the Big East for like a month. And then, so I don't think the dust is settled. I think there's going to be more wild stuff going around. And, you know, some of it has to do with kind of, you know, just logical sense. Some has to do with the ego and power, and some has to do with knee-jerk reactions to keep up with the Joneses and to not feel left out.
How you know, because one of the things that, you know, you sort of hear, especially at a place like this, because, you know, people in Memphis, they're looking for hope, right? They feel like they should have kind of been a part of this last group and with Houston and Cincinnati and UCF. And one of the sort of, I guess, slivers of hope is, well, you know, college athletics is going to look a lot different, you know, in 2 to 3 to 4 years. How different do you think the landscape is going to look? Do you think it is going to continue to be just rapid change and this will look a lot different in 2, 3, 4 years from now?
Well, you know, if it does, I mean, you know, the one thing that crosses my mind is this the first step to, you know, some power conferences separating off from the NCAA. I don't know if that is, but if it is, that would definitely change the landscape of college football. And then, you know, in some cases, you're going to have to, you know, sort out what to do with all the teams, kind of like in the SEC. You know, there's a point where, you know, I mean, 10 teams is about what you can practically play from top to bottom within a conference. You know, you get more than that, I don't know what you do. You have a round robin, you have two divisions, all this stuff. So I think they'll realign it to even within that too.
And then I got to go back to Saturday's game and sort of what you're expecting. What do you think of this Memphis running back? The running game as a whole has been pretty solid, but Brandon Thomas has been averaging about 10 yards per carry. What have you thought of what you've seen of him?
I think he's a really good player. You know, just a really good, really explosive player, and you know, great with the ball in his hands, and you got to keep an eye on him at all times.
It sounds like, I don't know how enforceable it's going to be, Coach, but the Liberty Bowl has said no cowbells. Mm. And I think, you know, they certainly do plan to enforce that to the fullest extent of whatever the law says. Do you anticipate hearing many cowbells in Memphis on Saturday?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of curious when I read that, heard that. Kind of curious what that'll be. You know, whether it'll be kind of a cat and mouse game there in the stands, or whether it'll be full force and ignored, or whether it'll be fully abided by. I don't know. I'm kind of curious.
How comfortable are you now in terms of this, you know, Starkville, living there, you know that much different part of the country? How comfortable are you these days, Coach?
No, I have a great time in Starkville. Starkville reminds me a lot of Valdosta, where I coached for 5 years. Valdosta, Georgia, yeah.
What's the best part of being a head coach in the SEC?
You know, the conferences, the conferences are all more similar than they are different. But, you know, just the team, being a part of the team is the most exciting part, being a part of the team in the community. I mean, I think that that's the most exciting part of it. And we're in a true college town where everything's college all the time. So I think that's really exciting. And the people are, you know, they're fired up about the Bulldogs every day. So you know, we just try to do our part, which is improve all the time.
How important is it to you to get this win Saturday, keep the momentum sort of rolling? I mean, you guys were solid against NC State. There's no question about it. But to keep this momentum going as you get ready to head into that juggernaut that's SEC play, how important is it to keep the momentum going this weekend?
We just got to improve. You know, you just try to have the best week you can and be the best team you could be. But that's the biggest thing we need to do is just focus on ourselves as a team and our improvement as we go into the game.
Well, Coach, we know you're ripping and running. You got a lot to get to this week preparing for Memphis. So we appreciate you taking a few minutes for us here today on the show. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Oh, no problem. Good to be on with you guys.
Thanks, Coach. Well,
he is Mike Leach, Mississippi State football coach. Certainly do appreciate his time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.